Welcome to part two of our series about cheese. Let's take a look at how the halachas, the rules of kosher cheese, apply to actual modern cheesemaking. All cheese begins with milk, which is usually pasteurized, that is, that it's heat-treated to destroy harmful bacteria. The milk is normally dosed with starter culture, which is non-harmful bacteria programmed to sour the milk to prepare it for cheesemaking. The milk is then piped into a large vat called a double O vat, where other additives may be present. Vinegar may be added to the milk to control the pH levels. Non-fat dry milk, also called milk powder, may be incorporated to lower the fat content. Cream may be added to raise the fat content. Rennet is then incorporated into the vat. Rennet is an enzyme that causes the milk to separate into solid curd particles and liquid whey. The curd is then collected and molded into larger pieces, after which it is cut. Some types of Italian cheese, such as mozzarella cheese, are made to be flexible and elastic, so as to melt well, stretch, and retain their texture. These cheeses have to be cooked in a hot bath, called a cooker, after they're molded. Before cutting to small sizes and packaging, cheese may need to be brined or aged. Brining is the process whereby cheese is immersed in a very long, spiral tank of salt water called brine in order to protect the product from spoilage and to seal moisture into the cheese. Aging is often needed to develop the curd and bring out the flavor in many varieties of cheese. Some cheeses are also treated with enzymes called lipase, which speed up the breakdown of fat, thereby enhancing flavor significantly in the cheese. Traditional lipase is derived from the tongue roots or stomachs of non-kosher species of animals or kosher animals that were not processed in a kosher manner. However, imitation or artificial forms of lipase, as well as kosher processed natural lipase, are now more readily available. Aside from assuring Gevinas Israel that the cheese has proper rabbinic supervision and that the kosherness of all ingredients is verified, the kosherness agency or supervisor must deal with many equipment issues when supervising cheese. If the cheese is to be hot processed cheese, that is, the vat is heated to Yad So Lettuce Bo temperatures, meaning that the cheese is halachically considered to be cooked, such as Swiss cheese and Parmesan cheese, the vat needs to be koshered, as it has absorbed flavor from non-kosher cheese in previous productions. Even if the vat is used only for cold processed cheese, such as cheddar, which is made often at 80 or 90 degrees, or mozzarella, made usually at 105 to 107 degrees, the vat must still be thoroughly cleansed from non-kosher cheese residue. There is no problem, however, of kavush, that is, of the equipment having absorbed non-kosher flavor over time if the equipment has only been used cold, because cheese vats do not hold milk or cheese for 24 hours or more. Once the cheese is made, it's evacuated from the vats immediately for further processing. Cookers used for mozzarella cheese need to be kosherized, of course, and brine used for non-kosher cheese must be replaced. Brine tanks must be koshered or fully covered so that kosher cheese not absorb non-kosher tastes from the tank's walls. All cheese cutters must be abrasively cleansed. The mashgiach must also be present for all koshering and inspection of equipment, of course, to make sure that it is fully cleansed. How do kosher agencies assure that non-kosher cheese is not labeled as kosher when the mashgiach is not present? How can one prevent the cheese plant from packaging its own non-kosher variety of cheese in kosher labeling? In the case of industrial cheese, it is somewhat straightforward. Most kosher agencies issue letters of certification which state that the cheese is certified only when, number one, the supervising rabbi's signature appears on the packaging of the cheese, number two, the cheese is accompanied by a letter from the kosher agency covering every individual batch of cheese manufactured under supervision, or three, special coded insignias unique to the mashgiach and kosher agency are applied to the cheese. The mashgiach controls these insignias and applies or issues them when he is present for each kosher production. However, in the case of retail cheese manufacture, the above options are often not practical, because the mashgiach cannot sign each small package of cheese or attach a coded insignia to it, nor can certification letters for every batch of cheese accompany every pack of cheese on the supermarket shelf. Rather, for kosher retail use, the mashgiach himself must be in control of all packaging, and he has to meticulously monitor plant activity and production records. This requires a very adept mashgiach who's usually computer savvy. Often the mashgiach needs to program the labeling system in these plants to print only kosher packaging when he inputs his private code. Hashgacha of retail cheese also requires a lot of, quote, negative supervision, in which mashgichim are sent to visit the cheese plants when it's making regular non-kosher production to assure that kosher labels are not applied at these times. Negative supervision is required for all non-kosher facilities that have special kosher productions, but it's much more critical in the case of retail cheese manufacturers. Some wonder why kosher cheese is so expensive. Although most kosher agencies are not privy to the product's profit margin, it is clear that the amount of work involved to obtain the final kosher product is immense. Thank you for tuning in and have an excellent day.